Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say, they were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. The Transfiguration serves as a litmus test for our understanding of Lent. If we see Lent merely as a season of suffering, of penance, of fasting, and giving up the things of the world, then the Transfiguration makes no sense. It is Jesus appearing to us in his glory, freed from suffering, while we are stuck in a time of trial. It is almost a cruel joke. But the church and her lectionary is not trying to trick us. She is not pouring salt into the wound. Rather, she is calling us to look at Lent again, to see it with fresh and new eyes. The Transfiguration and what it reveals is at the heart of Lent. We could say it is the very purpose of this season. In the Transfiguration, we see the world as it should be. We see a world which radiates the light of God from every corner of creation. It is the world that God intended to give us, but we have rejected through sin. Rather than permanently banish us from that perfect world, the Father sent his Son to us to reveal it again. Christ has shown us paradise and reopened the way, but that journey to that perfect world is long and arduous. It requires that we let go of all that is imperfect. It demands that we experience a conversion of heart and learn to live by a new law, the law of love. And this is the purpose of Lent. Lent is not about penance and suffering. Those are merely tools which help us on the journey to paradise. Giving up food, money, or comfort does not make us holy. It sets us free from the imperfect shadows of reality that we see in this world. It sets us free to look towards paradise and see by the light of the Transfiguration. And once we can see by that light, the light of God's glory, then we can live rightly in this world. The light of God pierces our darkness and helps us to live as Jesus did. And it is only by following Christ, by living and loving as he did, that we will know true and lasting happiness. Lent is not a season of sorrow. It is a season of preparing for joy. So let us enter into it with our whole minds and hearts.
Let's confess the faith. I believe
thank you.
Trusting in the Father's love for us, we turn to him with our prayer.
For our holy shepherds in the church, that they may help us listen to the beloved Son, transfigured in the Father's glory today, let us pray to the Lord. For God's prophets and patriarchs, all who follow his way, that they may be a light and a sign in the world, a source of blessing for all the nations, let us pray to the Lord. That the obedience of Abraham may be our own, even to the utmost sacrifice, so that we may receive God's abundant blessing as our portion, let us pray to the Lord. For all who have tasted the delights of the mountaintop, who want to stay there forever with Jesus, that they may be willing to follow him also in the flatlands of everyday life, content that Jesus alone is with them, let us pray to the Lord. For all who are in want or misery, who are sick or grieving, that God, who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, may now give them everything they need along with Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. For our faithful departed ones, that by the divine mercy they may walk before the Lord in the land of the living, rejoicing forever in heaven's transfiguration. Let us pray to the Lord. And for Anthony Meglio.